Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this podcast is completely free. So if you want to show any type of support whatsoever, we ask you to do a couple things. First,
send us money.
Send us all the monies. Second.
Am I supposed to keep going?
Yeah. Second, I'm pointing at you.
Oh, is that what that means? Because Joe didn't get any, and I thought okay. I wasn't in this stuff.
This is already the second time we tried this. So first,
go to a Facebook page and like and share the Facebook page.
I was starting over.
Oh.
All right.
God, Cody.
I wasn't There's ready. A couple things we'd like you to do. Ooh, first,
send us the monies.
Second,
go to Facebook and like and share the page.
Third,
go to iTunes and rate and review and then download and hit subscribe so you get it for free automatically, even though it's free in general.
All right. Welcome to Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm so confused.
No, you're Cody.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
Let's just hop into it. We'll figure it out later. We'll get it. Cody! We'll get it in post. We'll get it in post.
In post? We do a post?
No.
No.
No, not at all.
I've done post once, and it's because I had to edit together, and that was it.
All right.
Hello.
What are we talking about this week?
Hello. Fellas?
We didn't have any assignments because last week we recorded at the comic book store. And we didn't prepare for anything. So I thought of a fun little thing. We will do top five Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Yep.
So, Mike, go first.
All right. We starting at five?
Five.
All right. I didn't really make a list.
Yeah, like this is going to be in any order.
Mine's in order.
Mine's in order.
Mine's not in order.
You're out of order.
Joe should start.
That's what that means.
Joe should start?
Don't let him do that to you. He's picked first. You go first.
Yeah, Mike. Right. Go first, Mike.
Let me pull up IMDb real quick.
See, because he wasn't ready.
I was so ready. I can do it off the top of my head. Hold on.
Number one, Terminator. Number two, Terminator.
You don't start
two.
At one. Have you ever watched Letterman Jackass? You start at the high numbers. You work your way down.
No, I'm sorry. Reveal. Number five, Jingle All the Way.
I threw up my mouth a lot.
All right.
In all seriousness, go.
Okay. I'll do number five. I will make number five End of Days.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
All right.
That's respectable.
Yeah. End of Days.
I thoroughly enjoy the movie.
He's kind of scumbaggy in it for a little bit, which I think Schwarzenegger should do more roles like that. I don't know why. I think it'd be cool.
Well, he had a different look in that, like just a general look in that movie. He had like the scruff shady, and shady. Yeah.
Yeah, like he did at the first 5 minutes of Kindergarten Cop.
That's right.
Yeah.
Except for that one, it looks super fake.
Yeah, it does. Really bad. So, number five.
But it's a bit more serious of a role for him, too.
Well, it's like dealing with all the biblical shit.
Yeah, but I mean, you look Devils at it, you look at his other movies. I mean, even in going into like Predator or something, you know, or even the stuff where he plays Commandos. And they're all still they're realistic, quote unquote, but they're still your general 80s.
Like that documentary they made with the jungle aliens. Oh wait, no, that Predator. Was a movie.
Yeah, that was Predator, which is what I was saying. But they all seem like semi cartoony, is what I'm getting at. But
yeah, it's the action movie of that time frame was kind of over the top and ridiculous.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the movie is when he's yelling at the devil. And he punches the mirror, and he says, "You think you're bad? You're a fucking choir boy compared to me."
Yeah.
I was all like, all right. Oh, Schwarzenegger's got some balls on him today. He's going head-to-head with the devil.
And he wins.
Yeah. With the devil.
And he sees, spoiler, sees his family at the end.
Son of a bitch.
Which is, that's good.
Kind of a semi-happy ending, because in order to see him, he had to die.
Yeah, he had to sacrifice himself.
Yeah.
He does it.
Yep.
It's cool.
So, we doing...
That's where Constantine got it from.
That's where they got it from.
Movie magic.
Even though they got it from
Constantine. The Devil looked really rough, though, at the end. I watched that movie recently, and when I watched it, because it came out in 1999.
Ooh, I could have said it was earlier than that. I actually
It was either 98 or 99, because the whole premise of the movie was 1999.
Yeah. That's right.
Upside down is 666.
The millennium was approaching. They had to find the baby for the Devil to take over.
There's that weird sex scene in it, too, where these two chicks morph into one. Remember that?
I thought it was Devil's Advocate.
No, they do something. It's Devil's Advocate did it too.
They do something similar in it. In yes. Days, does, it was no. It was the apple. Wasn't it the apple? She's staring into the apple, and she the chick, and she like sees like the orgy going on, and then she drops it.
That wasn't In a Daze. In a Daze was actual.
That's actually from Devil's Advocate.
That was in a Daze. The devil was in bed with, and she merged and morphed into somebody else. She woke up. Ah!
Then it was the elevator scene that they merged together. Ah, fuck it.
Devil's Advocate is where Al Pacino, the devil,
yeah, I know, sleeps what with Devil's the mom and the daughter. It. Yeah, I know what Devil's Advocate.
And then they morph into like blah. But like, first off, that's gross. Why would you have sex with a morphic blob? I mean, ew.
Yeah, but yeah, I could have swore that End of Days did something similar.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Joe, what's your number five?
Number five, no particular order I put.
Number five in no particular order.
Well, no, because like I'm going through all of his movies, and I realize that I do thoroughly enjoy a lot of his movies. So to put him into a 1 through 5 list is incredibly hard. But I went with Last Action Hero.
Mm.
Is that a no or is that a good?
I like the movie. I don't think it can make its top five, though.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it's allowed up there, dude.
I think it is. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, it becomes so self-referential in, you know, when he gets pulled out.
It's hilarious, yeah, but
I don't know. I thoroughly liked it. There's nothing more I have to say about it.
That's all I got to say about that. To say.
Facts. Boom. Boom. Fact. Joe likes that movie a lot. Enough to put it at number 5.
Cody, you're number 5?
I didn't make a list. I want to make you guys to do it. I'm just kidding. I made a list. Mine's Total Recall. The one without Colin Farrell.
Do you hate that one like other people do?
No, I like that one.
Yeah, so do I.
It's a different... It's, I mean, different
it's story, a whole different movie, yeah. Different,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
I hate when people, like, I've had people tell me, yeah, Colin Farrell couldn't pull off being Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm like, jackass, that's not...
wasn't even trying.
Like, that's not... That's why they went with a normal-sized human being and not somebody like The Rock or something,
yeah,
you know?
They also didn't get someone... They didn't make him a construction worker. The man would do that worked on an assembly line, pushing a button and moving stuff around.
Plus, they weren't on Mars.
No, they were
at
not.
At all.
Which... I did like in that one, though, when they made reference to when he was going to the Total Recall facility.
Yeah.
Like, vacation on Mars? He's like, that's just ridiculous. Who wants to go to Mars? I was like, ah, let's see what they did. Because they knew people would be upset. And people were just dumb.
And I like the action scenes in
the
original.
Yeah, dope, man. Yeah, the original one, like, super dope. That weird gun that Sharon Stone uses, it looks like... Like that futuristic machine gun in a way, you know, that you never really see anywhere. But I like them just like, bam, my God, bitch is shooting at Arnold.
A lot of great action scenes, a lot of great just sci-fi in general with the special effects and stuff. Quatu and
Bob and his arms.
Yeah, and the extra arms.
The little three boob chick.
Yeah, three boob chick. The crazy electronic taxi.
Yep.
Johnny Cab?
Yep.
Johnny Cab. Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
And the crazy node up his nose he has to pull out. I'm like, first off, that wouldn't fit.
That's one thing that kind of bummed me out about the remake. I really wanted that scene in there. Like, yeah, that was the one, when I heard about it, I was like, I'm going to have the nose part.
Yeah.
But and they do a cool scene where he cuts pulls the shit phone out of his hand.
Yeah.
But which I was like.
It's fucking disgusting, first off.
Yeah.
Like,
but not as disgusting as pulling a giant red fucking gumball out of your fucking brain through your nose.
I'm just saying, you could pull that. The electronics out of your hand like that, but there's no way you get that node through your fucking nose. It just doesn't work that way. There's bones in the way.
Not until you break them.
Plus, like, you know that movie's like from the back in the day, because that thing was like, no need to make a tracking device that fucking large ever. Like, they had a thing where he could wear and his face would change to different people, but that thing was the size of fucking, like, the big marbles.
It was like a golf ball, yeah.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I was like, ew.
Yeah, but if he just pulls something out of his nose in the movie that you could literally pull out of your nose, no one's going to be impressed.
Well,
no one would ever talk about
it
again.
But you could do like a capsule-looking piece, not like this big round fucking ball. Like, do a capsule. Like,
yeah, but we're still talking about it, what, 25
years
later?
The way
it glowed
red as well. Like, if it were in his head, you could, like,
yeah, you could
see
it starting at his eye. and working down through his,
plus practical effects. Are we kidding? I mean, come on, though. We had some of the best practical effects from back in the day.
Remember when he was dressed up like the crazy lady?
That's what I'm talking about, the head. Yeah. And it goes...
It starts malfunctioning.
What was the thing she kept saying? I can't remember it now. She kept repeating one thing over.
I'm a crazy bitch. I'm a crazy bitch. I'm a crazy bitch. Something like that.
But she's like, oh, I'm pulling at her face and it's all weird.
And then it goes, oh, so dope.
He picks it up and it goes back together.
And then he throws it.
He's all catch.
And she's,
it explodes.
What'd she say? Like,
we're just replaying the movie for people.
Pretty much.
What'd she say when one guy caught the head? She's like, surprise or something like that.
Nah, something like that. Yeah.
So yeah, my number five, Total Recall, the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger,
because
this is favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Yes.
So Colin Farrell's doesn't count because he's not in it.
Mm.
Well, Colin Farrell's in it, but not in the Arnold one.
Yeah.
Yep.
We all know what you're talking about.
Gotcha. Mike, what's your number four?
My number four is actually Total Recall. So,
fair enough.
All right, Joe, what's your number four?
True Lies.
True Lies. With a bitch gets all grindy grind.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Probably the sexiest I've ever
second
seen.
Second sexiest.
Second sexiest? What was the first?
Trading Places.
Yeah,
Trading
buddy. Places. You see titties.
Yeah,
son. You see titties.
You see titties in Grandview, USA, too. A lot of people don't know that. Go look it up.
True. It's true.
You see titties in it. I don't know why I know, why I have such an extensive knowledge of what movies Jamie Lee Curtis has showed her titties in. But
that's all I'm speaking to.
Probably because there hasn't been that many.
Two, I think it's only the two. Yeah.
The two, yeah. But no, it's just a great movie in general. Spies, action. I mean, it's got everything. Oh, intrigue.
I should have put Eraser on my list.
You should have. Five's not enough, dude. We could have done a top 10 and had plenty of content. We could have made it a two-parter.
Just kidding. Go ahead. Sorry.
Especially like towards the end of the movie where you have the atomic bomb that goes off where was it? One of the atolls near Florida. And then the Harrier jet fight was absolutely awesome.
So just ridiculous, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's just flying it around with the thing open. So, like...
Yeah!
Tom Arnold in it. Arnold.
Tom Arnold. That's how he says it.
And it was absolutely hilarious.
It's such a funny... That's what his most popular movie, right? Outside of the Terminator franchise, in terms of like box office numbers, I know that one killed.
I think so. Yeah,
like
yeah.
they wanted sequels so bad for that one, but they never.
I'm
got
really glad that they
it.
Didn't. I'm really glad because it easily could have turned into like a weird family type film in the sequels, because at the end of the first one, you have him and Jamie Lee Curtis are under their spies, and then the daughter's there as well. So I could see like sequels just going straight downhill.
Yeah.
But what's his name as the fake spy? Yeah, him.
What's his name, Cody? I'm spacing.
Yep.
Fucking hilarious.
You guys know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
Look it up.
John. The scene where he pissed himself? Yeah, he pissed himself at the end there.
I'm pathetic. But
the scene where Arnold's character just dreams of smashing his face in when he meets him.
Oh, when they're test driving the car.
When they're test driving the car.
Bill Paxton?
There we go. I was thinking John somebody. I don't know why.
No, I heard you say Bill Paxton.
I said John.
I said Bill Paxton just now.
It is Bill Paxton.
I heard you say.
I was saying John Paxton. I think that's the guy who used to play for the Bulls.
Oh, you know why you call him John, right? Because his character's name is Simon.
Oh, that's what it is.
Makes sense.
I was way off.
Oh, I forgot who played their daughter.
Alisa Dushku.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Forgot about that.
Yeah, dude.
He's had the hottest daughters in movie history.
Yeah, Alyssa Milano.
Yep.
Alisa Dushku.
That's all I can remember. So.
Yeah, that's all.
And that one.
So
really
that covers all of them.
Guy in over the
wait. What?
Whoa. What? But also, who's the blonde in Last Action Hero too? She was cute. I don't know who she is.
I don't like that movie. So.
How do you not like Last Action Hero?
You have to kind of like it, but it's not a top five.
How do you not like it?
I don't know. I've never enjoyed that movie, ever.
It's such a fun and funny movie.
It is fun. Sorry. He walks into the house and he just shoots the guy in the closet and it falls out.
Yeah.
Kid's like, how'd you know someone's in there? There's always someone in there.
Anyway. He's in the real world. He goes to break the glass from the car window, but he hurts his hand. He's just like, what the hell?
Good stuff.
It's good stuff. So what's your number four, Cody?
Bananas. Predator.
Banana number Predator? Four?
Yep.
Sorry, you better buddy. Have a fucking top-notch list coming up after
that. I do,
that.
Motherfucker. Yeah, no, I love Predator. It's one of my favorites, obviously. It's on my top five. It's on my number four, but that's okay. I like it a lot. But yeah, I mean, it's awesome. We've talked about it on this show quite a few times.
Bit. Yeah, when we...
there's like three movies we talk about a lot on this show. Predator, Stealth, and Sidekicks.
That's
like,
true.
I think we've only referenced Sidekicks like four times, though.
That's still a lot. That's more than anybody's ever referenced Sidekicks.
About as many times we referenced Stealth.
Yeah.
So it's right up there.
Yeah.
I really like Predator a lot. I think it's one of my favorite like 80s action movies for sure.
They redo Predator. Has there been any?
Who's they?
Has there been any new?
Who's they?
Has there been any news on that?
No, they haven't.
That's some bullshit.
Some bullshit. Shane Black. Yeah, Shane Black. I know you don't listen to this show, so listen up. Get to work and email me. I'll be in it.
That's what you're going to go with?
I'll be in it. No. We'll be in it.
Anyway, what's next? My number three?
Three. Yep. Michael, go.
Commando.
Solid choice.
Solid. Strictly for the ridiculousness of it.
Yeah.
He kills so many people, and nobody else in that movie can shoot a gun properly.
Nope.
He kills... The way he kills people, too, is fantastic. He throws people off the cliff. He shoots massive amounts of people. He throws, like, blades, like saw blades at people and cut their head off with them. It's so great.
It's your stereotypical 80s action movie.
That
they never
is
run
the
out of
definition
bullets until the right
of 80s action yeah. movie is Commando. The only shitty part about that movie is the main villain is such a fucking
like with the mesh shirt.
Yeah, so not
the Aussie.
Yeah, they could have gotten anybody else to play that, and it would have been so much better.
Yeah, they could have
anybody, literally. Anybody. I don't understand like why that wasn't Jesse Ventura. Like, he was getting thrown in a lot of his movies at that time. Could have just put him in. You just play a bad guy.
He would have been.
We used to be friends, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Bridget Wilson.
Okay.
That's who played his daughter in Last Action Hero.
Oh. She could also be the villain for Commando.
Yeah, she could have done a better job too. She would have been like two. The kid from Sidekicks could have done a better job.
In the wheelchair?
The plane in Stealth could have done a better job.
Yeah.
We're hitting them all!
Yeah. But that was the only bad part about that movie. Everything else, just ridiculous, over the top. Blows a bunch of shit up. He can fly planes. He's... Yeah.
Yeah.
What's weird about that movie is, like, the opening montage of it. He's like just chopping down trees and carrying them around for no reason. That's kind of weird, but you know, let's not try to poke holes in this airtight movie here.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's my number three, Yosef.
My number three is Total Recall.
The one with Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
No, because Arnold Schwarzenegger's not in that movie.
Oh, I'm confused. See, I thought he was in Total Recall.
He was in Total Recall.
The one with Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's not in the one I'm talking about.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Why would you put it on your list then?
So what's your number three?
What's your number three?
I have Conan the Barbarian.
Really? Number three? Yeah. I respect your
It's one of my all-time your list, favorite sir. Movies. Just in general, one of my favorite like action movies. But like, when my brother and I were younger, as we've talked about before, we watched a lot of those fantasy movies. Dragon Slayer, you know, classics. And Conan, well, Mike is so mad at me right now because I just said that like it's up par with
that
Conan
movie that shall not be named.
But we used to do like marathons and stuff, and we used to think that Conan was a three-part movie. Like, there's three parts.
Red Sonja.
Because I thought Red Sonja was part of it, but it's not because he didn't play Conan. I mean, granted, he plays Conan. He plays Conan, but he doesn't play. He plays a guy named Calator or something like that.
Which means Conan in French.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
Calador. Calador,
yeah. I knew it was something like that. But I always thought that was like Conan's like first name. Like Conan was his last name. And
he just
like,
goes by Conan because Calador.
Last name.
No, because then Destroyer is the second one with the mirror monster.
Maybe
and
he
the
changed it.
Weird, creepy horn thing. And that bra that just wants to fuck the entire movie. And that basketball player guy who fucks women all the time.
Will Chamberlain.
That's the one. No, no, the bra. I'm just kidding, bra. That crazy bitch with the spear and the weird head thing.
Grace Jones?
Yeah. She's crazy. Anyways, back to Conan,
Grace Jones is crazy.
Barbarian. Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen Vamp? Ooh. That bitch crazy.
Yeah. I want to say yes. Yeah.
She's crazy. But Conan the Barbarian, number three. Because Darth Vader shoots a bitch with a snake arrow.
Which is always good stuff.
Which is always good.
You ever seen it? You've seen it, right?
Yeah, I've seen it. Okay. It's been a long time since I've seen it. And I think the last time I saw it was on TV, so they probably left a lot out.
Yeah, the crazy fucking Asian guy doing the weird magic, trying to scare away ghosts that are one of the most awful fucking like special effects in movies ever. But it was okay because I was like four when it came out. So
yeah. This is awesome.
Yeah, I love that movie a lot, a lot. So yeah, that's my number three, Mike. What's your number two?
My number two, what was it? Oh, it was Predator. Predator, which we've gone over a gajillion times, so we don't have to go over more.
Joe.
So that would leave my number two, which is The Running Man.
Oh, The Running Man. I love The Running Man.
That's got the best. Schwarzenegger's known for his amazing one-liners. The Running Man's got the best collection of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's the highest percentage of top 10 in that movie.
Plus he says, I'll be back.
Yeah. And then he says, Sub-Zero, not just plain zero, which is the sickest burn.
Sick burn, bro.
Of all time.
Sick burn, bro.
And then, yeah.
Plus, it's got that guy that plays the security guard from Mallrats in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just an interesting concept for a movie. Dystopian future. You know, they deal with their criminals by throwing them into a game show, essentially.
To execute them.
And then, yeah, to execute them by means of, you know, like gladiator-type characters that are just off the wall. The fucking one guy who's just covered in lights. I can't remember his name right now.
Light guy.
Light guy. I think it was like Electro or something like that.
Electro guy.
Singing opera while he's chasing people down singing opera. To kill him.
But then it's like so funny and weird while all that's going on. The contestants are winning like take home prizes and stuff.
Yeah, like Running Man, the board game.
Yeah, and you're like
the home game.
Like how'd that work out?
What you do is you chase your family members around and murder, kill, death them. That's it.
Murder, death, kill.
Whatever. Like I was doing them bitches while playing Far Cry with Eric today. Useless, by the way. Useless. We're not going to do it again. But yeah, like the weird shit, like, and even like the chicks who dance around in the skin tight outfits is like total 80s.
Yeah,
they have the bedding on the big screen outside. I love that.
It's funny every time a movie from that time frame tries to go into the future, it feels more like the time frame they're actually in.
Yeah,
like 80s future, like in the movies, just feels like the 80s now. Like. It's really hard. You're like, oh, I can see you just added silver to it. Yeah. Like that was your ideal of the
80s. All technology is still big and bulky in the future, apparently. Like nothing ever slimmed down. You guys didn't think of that. I love Aliens was big on that, you know. They're in the future where we can travel between worlds, yet all their computers were still like the
CRT monitors.
Yeah, CRT monitors and the green text. Oh, it was awesome. So, Cody, what would be your number two?
My number two is Commando.
Yeah.
Because it's awesome. I mean, like we said earlier, it's ridiculously over the top. All the Uzis that the world can possibly have are in the bad guy's hands. And then, like, I love the saw blade part. I know Mike brought it up. But, like, the saw blade part.
So good, right?
Makes me laugh because he's able to take a saw blade, throw it so hard that it, like, chops a dude's head off. Like, that's fucking gnarly.
Yeah.
But, like, the bullets in that are, like, the guns don't have rifling, so the bullets just kind of shoot off in any direction because you'll see when they have like the explosions in the dirt, like they're shooting at him, but like they're landing like way over here. It's like, it's super funny. But I love that movie. Just because it's fucking dope. The action scenes are fantastic. Jacob's over top when he knocks the black dude off out in the, on the plane. Mm-hmm. Glad he's sleeping.
Yeah.
And like bust through the wheel well. First off, there's no way in hell a man that size would fit through a hatch than the mechanic would use on a plane. There's no fucking way.
Yes, there is. You saw it. You saw it happen. That's proof.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Mike. What is your number one favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
The number one should be number one for everybody. And if it's not, I'm going to leave. Predator. Terminator. Terminator.
That wasn't mine. Delete.
Terminator. We should have laid out the rules. The series count as one. Yeah. But Terminator 2 would have been number one anyway. But the original Terminator probably would have been like three or four for me. Because the original Terminator is so underrated. Mm-hmm. As a straight up, that's like me and Cody have talked about it. It's a monster movie. Like, the dude is just nonstop, no, like very few lines coming at you. But then Terminator 2, and that's the only ones you can even talk about in the franchise. Like, even taking in the disappointment of 3 and Salvation, that the Terminator series is still a series that I will watch no matter what. Like, if they put out any number of Terminator movies, I will always go watch them.
Yeah, because you're always hoping that it'll be good.
So I'm really hopeful for the new one because I've heard super good things and the trailer looks super awesome for it. But yeah, Terminator.
We finally got our first look at the new Terminator.
Yep.
From it. Looks the cross between the T-1000 and the T-800.
It's crazy, yo.
Yep.
Yeah, yo.
But yeah, Terminator. Like I said, Terminator 1, super underrated. But Terminator 2 is, and that graphics wise held up to about 6-7 years ago.
Terminator 2?
Yeah.
Terminator 2, yeah.
Until like about 6 or 7 years ago, if you watched it, you're like, nah, they could have made this now. You know, like a couple little things.
It still makes me flinch when he takes that knife he just dives into himself. It looks so good. I'm just like,
I watched it not too long ago, like middle of last year. Saying that so far ago, 2014, and the only thing about that is when he flexes the hand, it just looks sluggish because it's real. Obviously, it's like not a real. Obviously, it's not really his hand, but it's a practical effect.
Yeah.
So it kind of clicks like this, but like obviously, it doesn't look as fluid in motion as his normal hand would normally when they have the skin on it. But
still, that's super nitpicky, though.
That's the only thing. I mean, the miniatures still look like miniatures when they do the explosion, like nuclear blast, and she's on the fence. You can still tell.
It's but the scenes where half his face is metal
is really well done.
The red eye, or like the end when like he doesn't have an arm anymore and it's just like hanging metal and wires, looks so badass. And like I said, up about 6-7 years ago, you could have watched it and been like, yeah, this could have been made fucking, you know, fairly recently. Now, not so much. Like now, you can kind of see it, but. But yeah, it held up for a long, long time, which is pretty impressive for a movie that's been out for that long.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Terminator number one.
Terminator for me as well.
Yeah, and then Cody should be Terminator.
Nope.
Fuck your face.
Running Man.
Really? I'm going to hit you. Terminator wasn't on your list at all? Let me see what you typed.
Yeah, it really does say Running Man.
Yep.
Well, you're a big piece of poop, Cody.
That's never been denied, sir.
Really?
Or disproved.
Terminator doesn't make your top 5.
Nope.
How?
So I'll share this little secret with you.
Okay.
I never knew Terminator was Terminator until I saw Terminator 2.
How do you not know that?
I'll get there.
No. How do you not know that?
I'll get there. So the copy we had was recorded from TV. And was missing the first part, so the title scene was never in it. And because when mom recorded them from TV, she didn't put the credits in it. So you never actually saw the title of the movie, and you never saw the end when it actually said, you know, the title of the movie again. So we watched all the time, and I loved that movie. But I didn't know what it was until Terminator 2 came out, and my brother's like, let's watch Terminator. I was like, what's Terminator? And he's like, the one with the giant robot that, like, kills people. I'm like, what? So that's when I first realized.
Still not hearing a good explanation as
but
to why.
The reason it's there is I never was a big fan of, I mean, I'm a big fan, but they weren't like my, I was like the more action versus the, that sci-fi-ish ones. But like Mike and I, Mike was saying before, Mike and I had a discussion. The first Terminator scared the shit out of me when I was little because it's a monster movie. It is a horror movie. And when I was little, I was really, really afraid of horror movies.
I loved that movie when I was a kid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I enjoyed it too, but I had to watch it with my brother because there's no way I'd watch it by myself.
Dude, the beginning where he's like, they're stepping through the skulls and they're just crushing things.
See, and that's what I'm saying. That's right where it's like the right where it starts on our VHS for it.
That's not too far into the beginning.
You know, but that's where it always started for us. So like, we never saw the Terminator part, but like, yeah, I never knew what it was until we went to see Terminator, like right before Terminator 2 came out. We watched it. But the reason it's not on mine is because I prefer his more straight up action movies. And The Running Man to me is always will always be my favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
But then why doesn't Terminator 2 make it to the list? It's a straight up action movie.
It would be. But it's I would say it's in top 10 for sure, but not my top 5.
It's wrong, but I'll give him his opinion. It's wrong.
Sorry.
He's right. It's wrong.
So that's our role.
I mean, it at least deserves me in the top 5. Because at least,
almost by
at
default.
Least, at least Terminator, I know he did Conan before, I almost said Conan. Conan before Terminator. But Terminator actually, even as Mike said, it wasn't as, for me, it was his big role. It was like where I really started to actually notice.
Well, Terminator 2 Schwarzenegger was like.
And then Terminator 2.
Is what made him a superstar.
It really drove it home.
Which if I remember this correctly, the first one I saw was 2, and that was the only one I knew for like a long time until they bought Terminator finally, like Columbia House style. We finally bought the original Terminator, so I had seen Terminator 2 and this is not a joke at all, at least 40 times before I saw the original Terminator, and I didn't get Terminator like because I knew it as Terminator 2. I understood. You know, he was the bad guy in this one. It's a different machine, blah, blah, blah. Like, I understood that, but it's such a different movie that I was like, I don't like it. Like, it's not Terminator. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, but it's kind of along with the alien versus aliens kind of thing. Like, it's same world, different kind of genre, even though they're both kind of action-ish, but Terminator 2 is more action sci-fi. First one's more horror sci-fi kind of thing. But yeah, I didn't get it until like way later, till I was probably like 13-14 when I go back and rewatched them. That's when I really started like liking them a lot more. And which kind of bumped the first Terminator way up my list too. But yeah, they're super dope.
Yep.
And then we got to talk too, like I'm surprised our lists were that different, but for anybody of our age group, like you could rattle off 10 Schwarzenegger movies that you like without breaking a sweat on it.
Well, that's what I was saying too. It was so hard to actually make a 5 list because you also have movies like Eraser, which is just a phenomenal action movie. It's not a great plot movie, but it's a phenomenal action movie.
Which I get mad at people who try to poke holes in action movies. Like,
they're not,
it's like,
there.
It's a fucking action movie, dude. Like if you go to your next Tom Hanks movie and it's got plot holes all over it and like it doesn't make sense, like, okay, you know.
Unless it's Joe versus Volcano 2.
Exactly.
And then I'll murder you.
But for you to go into an action movie and be like, well, the action was good, but the story was dumb. Fuck you.
The acting wasn't great.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Because they had a lot of time. Like, all of his fucking deep monologues in this action movie in between killing hundreds of people was very fucking...
And he's so emotionally broken up over it. Look at him struggle with it as he kills 50 more guys.
And granted, there's action movies that had great performances in him, but I don't think they're action first. Like the first one that come to mind are the Bourne movies. That feels more like an espionage, like thriller kind of movies. Yeah. They're action movies, but secondary action movies, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so fuck you. If you watch an action movie, you're like, acting wasn't very good.
But then we didn't even get into his other not non-action movies. So Twins, Junior, Twins,
Twins is
Jingle
amazing.
All the Way. They're all really good movies.
Kindergarten Cop's fantastic.
Yeah. Not a Tuma.
Yeah. Twins is so good too. Like, there's a lot of them I feel bad about leaving them off my top five list, but I only have five slots.
That's why it was so hard to really do it, because there's really
Cody's an evil mastermind.
With really the exception of the last couple of movies that he's done, which I haven't seen, but I haven't heard were the best. Escape Plan,
not good.
Sabotage.
I like Sabotage. I don't know why Sabotage gets run down.
I like parts of Sabotage, but not all of it.
I like Sabotage.
It was all right, but
like I know like. The Last Stand and Escape Plan weren't that great.
I actually liked Last Stand. I mean, it wasn't a great movie, but it also wasn't a movie where I went into it thinking, you know, plot, plot, plot.
Yeah.
You know.
And actually, the only reason I don't like The Last Stand as much is because of the lack of, like, death in it.
Yeah. There's Which a I lot. Think we've gone over on this, too. Where, like,
if they just had more people so many for him more to people. Fucking mow through...
It would have filled up a lot more of like the kind of
like
dull
the
points
like
in
the
it.
Like the end of Rambo 4.
Exactly.
Like,
just, yeah.
We need
murder,
that scene.
Murder, 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 murder.
But even without it, I still was entertained by it.
Yeah.
Still liked it. I like I said, I actually really enjoyed Sabotage. I'm really looking forward to the new Terminator.
Yeah, so am I.
But
yeah.
He's doing like some weird zombie flick too with Abigail Breslin.
Abigail Breslin, yeah.
Yeah. Which I'm very interested in. I've seen, like, it's done,
right? Is that the Maggie one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's completed, it says.
Yeah, it comes out this year, right?
Click on it,
2015, yeah.
Some of the other cast, because I only know about him and Abigail Breslin. Good, but he plays.
That's updated.
Like, it's weird. It doesn't list cast, right?
It probably lists cast. Just says 2000. I was looking for a release date, just says 2015. Abigail Breslin, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jolie Richardson, Laurel Kaiwet.
So a bunch of people who don't really know, right? After the first two?
Yeah, that's the way it's looking. Or at least people I don't know.
But that might be a good thing, though, too. But maybe not.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. I'm very interested in that. But I haven't heard anything outside of the initial, like, really... general plot line of it, but yeah, and of course, who can forget Hercules in New York,
which was listed as his very first movie. Well, I haven't seen it.
They dubbed his voice, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, did he not know
he knew,
English?
He
or
knew
did,
English.
He just didn't. Yeah. He was just really
they
super
thought,
Arnold back
they
then.
They thought Americans wouldn't like him because he didn't speak English very well. Which is fair.
Because back then, that's. Exactly
he couldn't
happened.
Speak English very well.
Yeah,
he's got two directing credits. What are they? Christmas in Connecticut, and if IMDb will load, Tales from the Crypt. Oh, he did direct that.
I fucking knew it.
Yeah,
I fucking knew it.
Fucking knew it.
Anyway, so that's our list, ladies and gents. If
Yeah.
So real
Can't
quick
news,
we'll go over the top ten grossing Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
All right. Go.
So number 10, Last Action Hero.
Okay.
Yeah.
Made $137.3 million and released in 1993.
And you guys got to think of, like, these numbers might not sound impressive now because you get $300 million movies every summer, but remember the time frame of these movies. Anything over 100 up until about 96
was pretty big.
Really fucking impressive. So,
Kindergarten Cop, number 9, $201.9 million. Oof.
Wow. God damn, that'd be impressive today, dude, for a family comedy movie like that.
Yep.
God damn it. I didn't realize it was that high.
Yeah.
Number 8, End of Days, $211.9 million.
That's about right.
Number 7, Twins, $216.6 million.
Not surprised. Not at all.
Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
At $238.2 million.
All done on opening weekend. Yeah. Nobody else went and watched it after that.
I remember seeing it opening weekend with my dad. Yeah, and then walking out of that theater going, that thing sucked.
Not me. I loved it when I first saw it.
Mm-mm.
You were like, what, 4?
Something.
Everything was bathed in neon lights, and I'm just like, why
9.
The fuck
you
is the
10.
Batmobile?
Was 10?
You were
10. That, but that movie was totally made for 9, 10, 11-year-olds. Maybe not, like, 10 might be the cutoff.
But why did it need neon lights on the Batmobile?
Because nothing else had neon lights at the time. It was innovative, sir.
Except for everything
else. Except for everything in that city.
Groundbreaking.
Anyways, besides his, you know, dislike of neon lights on a guy who's supposed to hide in the shadows, Eraser was number 5.
Nice.
$242.3 million.
Ooh.
Number 4, Total Recall, at $261.3 million.
What year did that come out?
1990.
Yeah, that's so one much of those early fucking ones. Money for 1990, dude. Yeah. Jesus.
Wrong button. Number 3 would be True Lies, $378.9 million. And that was in 1994.
378.
He was banking back then.
Terminator 3 is number 2.
Oh yeah, that makes
everybody
I was all
wanted
like,
to be
433.4 million.
Which, like, to be fair, with Terminator 3, plot holes fucking galore with it, but the action was still pretty dope. And
he's carrying around the coffin,
yeah, and shooting, and shooting like people it was pretty cool. He looked super badass in
he
it
did.
Too.
And that was so, that was about the age where you're starting to think he might be a little bit too old. Yeah, to be starting to do this.
But
stuff.
Then, like the first scene, you see him. He looks basically exactly like he did when he did the second one.
And I will say that was the one with the fire truck scene, right?
Yeah,
yeah, where he's just being flung around that fire truck.
Yeah, which makes no
up.
Sense, but it was fucking awesome.
Yeah,
so we'll give him that.
And following up his 1990 classic of Total Recall, we're talking about age, which it's weird to think about this one. His number one highest grossing movie of all time, Terminator 2, which was released in 1991, which is hard to think about because you were 5, 6 at the time, right?
It's my first memory of a movie theater. It's Terminator 2.
And he made grossed $519.8 million.
I wonder if that was the highest grossing film of all time up to that point.
I think it was because James Cameron had like a role for a while. Like,
well, he had Titanic.
Yeah, then Titanic came out and it crushed everything.
And then, because the top three right now is Avatar, Titanic, and Dark Knight, right?
Yeah.
Dark Knight, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the top three.
I thought something else took Titanic off the list.
Avatar.
Like, was it after or like I thought it was Spider-Man.
Spider-Man
2
was up there pretty high.
It's not. High. I think I'm 99% sure, which means I'm not sure.
But if that's true, top three. But if that's true, just think about that. Two of those movies are James Cameron movies.
Yeah. When you go to the all-time list, Terminator still has to be fairly close up there, you know? Terminator 2 anyway.
Avatar, Titanic, Avengers.
Avengers, okay. Yeah.
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 But still.
How far down on the all-time list is Terminator 2?
Pretty fucking far.
Really? That many movies now?
Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Oh, I forgot about all those. Yeah,
Frozen,
all that shit.
Iron Man 3, Transformers, Lord of the Rings. Skyfall, man. Skyfall's number 7.
Is that domestic?
Oh, it's number 9. Sorry, 9. I have the wrong one. Highest grossing films is it's worldwide gross.
These are like, god damn it, man. Fuck.
You gotta remember worldwide, there's a different fucking audience across the sea.
It's not on that domestic list. Scroll down.
It's not in the top 27.
Yeah.
Look up domestic.
Holy shit, it's not even on there at all.
Man, movies make too much fucking money now.
It's not in the top 50.
That's nuts. Ooh, a movie.
What is the lowest there?
King of the Crystal Skull.
No, but I mean like actual money wise.
Crystal Skull made $786 million.
Yeah, so it won't even be on the list for a while.
Yeah, wow. Look up domestically, because I know Crystal Skull didn't make $700 here in America.
$700.
I don't know. Yeah, I went and saw it 4 times.
you're trying.
Cody just threw up.
We're worldwide. Fucking, that's nuts, dude.
Toast.
Well, a lot of I think I read not too long ago. Obviously, I'm probably pulling this out of my ass. Worldwide has been increasing over America because a lot more theaters have been coming up, like especially in China, which is a big market.
Well, China only
now.
Lets you like releases what 12 movies a year or something like that.
It was something like that, and they were very restrictive about what movies did come out. I know that they had banned Garfield for the longest time because cats don't speak or something like that. It was a really weird reason, but then it finally got released, and if I recall right. I believe it's actually the highest grossing film in China.
Maybe at the time.
Yeah.
That's nuts, man. China's weird. Hey, China, don't be so fucking weird. Think they'll listen?
So, domestically, I mean, I don't know when they actually put this. I don't know when this was posted. But Box Office Mojo lists domestic grossing movies. Highest top 100. No Terminator movies on it at all.
Holy shit. So fucking 100 is still over 500. Oh, my God. That's nuts, dude.
Yeah.
Like way too much money now.
The lowest one is Fast and Furious 6 and made $238 million.
Okay.
And again, that's like, you know,
yeah, anything,
but that's fucking nuts, though.
Yeah. What's the top three domestically? Is it the same three?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. I was wrong.
Correction. In China, it's right now, it looks like it's Transformers Age of Extinction is the top grossing.
With that's because it's there. It was
poor bastards.
There. $1.979 billion.
You say that, Mike, but it's actually it's on the list, too. What was it?
Then it goes Avatar, Lost in Thailand, Journey to the West, Breakup Buddies, Transformers again, Dark Side, Dark of the Moon, The Monkey King, Titanic.
The Monkey King.
CZ-12. And round out the top 10 is the Taking of Tiger Mountain.
Oh, it's the new one. No, wait. No, that's the... That one's not new. I was thinking of the other one. Another one that just came out.
Yeah, so there's that. Any news for this week, or we'd...
Yeah, well, we got to touch on Daredevil a little bit.
As long as we're quiet, he won't know who it is.
The teaser trailer was okay.
For a teaser trailer, it was pretty dope, dude.
Wait, which teaser trailer are you talking about? The teaser for the teaser trailer or teaser trailer?
The teaser for the teaser trailer.
Okay.
Have you seen the actual trailer?
It was the one that Cody sent.
Yeah, that's the teaser trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good, dude. Now you... put your dick away.
Just fucking with you guys. No, it was really awesome. It's the Mark Miller costume that he has on, which
Frank
is... Frank Miller. That's what I was trying to remember. It was Miller or something... Or something Miller. Yeah, so it's pretty dope. Most people would recognize his costume as the classic red costume, which I don't...
Yellow and black. Oh.
No, yeah, we're not going that classic. but no, what little action they showed was pretty good.
He's all fucking jumping from wall to wall and shit and kicking people.
Guy was gunning and he's like, no, man, I may be blind, but I can get out the way, y'all.
He's
bullets.
All fucked up when he wakes up. He's got scars and shit. Saw the back of Kingpin's bald ass head.
Yeah, which is
Vincent
pretty dope.
D'Onofrio. It's weird. He was dressed up like a giant cockroach at one point. Wait, that's the wrong movie.
Before he got fat.
Yeah.
Fatter.
Yeah.
Actually lost a lot of weight, too.
Yeah, I think he'll be pretty good as Kingpin.
He blewed up pretty bad there.
Yeah, for...
The fucking, for Jen's favorite show.
It's not Jen's favorite. She doesn't like that one.
He was on a ballet show?
Nah, he's not about SVU. He was on Criminal Intent.
He was on Ballet Moms.
That's what I was trying to think
of. Or I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant, or whatever garbage show.
Know I was pregnant?
Yeah. I sat down, I saw it was a really big poop, and I started crying. What?
What?
That's a thing that happens.
I'm trying to remember anything else from the trailer. Yeah, he gets fucked up. There's the scene where he gets up out of the water and you can just see like blood. The blood coming right out of his mouth.
The two
scenes, it looks like a movie, dude. Like, that's kind of what impressed me.
Actually, the thing that got me excited the most was the end of the trailer. Wait for it. When they said that all 10 episododes will be uploaded. All episodes at once. I think, didn't they say 10?
Nope.
Said all episodes. Okay, all episodes.
The 10th or something like that.
The 10th, maybe. There was a 10 on the, yeah. So that's going to be absolutely awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not doing anything for the next roughly 10 hours.
Binge watch them one at a time.
All of them.
You know you'll call in to either school or work or whatever you got to do. And
hey, professor, I'm feeling sick.
13 episodes. That's 13. What it's listed.
I was off by three.
Right. So roughly 13 hours of my day that day is going to be spent on Netflix.
Yep.
For sure.
At least. So.
Which is going to make me sad when it's over because I'm going to be like, well, I watched it all at once. I did that with Marin when season 2 popped up on Marin. I couldn't get to it for a couple days, but once I got to it, I knocked it out in one day.
Boom, that's what it was. Episode.
And then you kind of feel depressed because
because he's filming season 3 right now. I'm like, I have a long fucking time to wait now.
Hey, Mark Marin, speed this shit up, bro. I know you don't do much writing.
That's what I do with that's what I do with Game of Thrones, because and the new one's coming out recent or soon. So I'll be able to rent
next week, week after.
So I'll be able to rent it from Cody here.
The Cody,
the Netflix of Cody. But yeah, there when I finished season 3.
Yeah.
So whenever I finished that to now is it's probably been over a year. It's probably been about a year.
Yeah, because maybe you borrowed it when it first came out.
Yeah.
Joe's so an out a year behind on Game of Thrones. So if you want a spoiling for him, too late, I already did it. Plus he's reading the book, so he already knows what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So no shocks. Other than
But it sucks, yeah. You get so invested in these shows because you sit there and binge watch it. For that, for season 3, I watched one episode every morning before I went to work, and then when I finally finished them, I was like, but I want more.
That's what I did with House of Cards the first time, the first season. I fucking just destroyed the first season, and I was like, wait a minute.
I should have thought of this better.
They don't even have a release date for the second season yet. Mm. I was like, shit. And at that point, no one knew either. Like if you watch that for the first season, you know there's going to be a second season, obviously, and then like the whole like Emmy buzz and stuff around it. But like, but there was no talk about it because there was no like, it wasn't listed as like really no one thought of it season one. So you're like, are they going to do more of these? Because I really want more of these.
And were they then, even picked up at that time for season two or?
Oh yeah, yeah, no, yeah, they were. Yeah, yeah. Okay. They planned a season two because if you watch it, like, well, I mean, it's
there's Netflix. Plenty of shows
that
hint at a season two but don't get picked up. Almost Human.
Hey, fuck you.
Suck it.
You guys are sad too. Fuck off.
Yeah. So, and then. Big news on AKA Jessica Jones, one of the other Marvel TV shows for Netflix, is Carrie Ann Moss of the Matrix fame will be playing, and as of right
the Trinity,
now,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not named character, but the description that they gave is a very powerful ally to Jessica Jones.
So she could be a superhero. So she could
be a superhero.
Or the president.
That wouldn't make much sense.
Nope.
Okay.
Because the president's a black man.
Nah.
But so that's the big one for that one. Yeah.
That's it. It's not a lot of other news.
Nah, this week's been kind of blah. Lego Jurassic Park.
Oh, the new trailer for Jurassic Park too. The Super Bowl ad was fucking dope. Yeah.
Did you watch the extended one?
Yeah. Chris Pratt training fucking raptors and shit.
It was pretty cool. Plus, you actually got to see more of the new dinosaur. The
gnarly-looking T-Rexy crazy dinosaur thing.
The Velociraptor or whatever they call it.
What are you looking up?
That's awful. No, I was on I was on IGN, and Cody had made mention of a guy who's undergoing surgery.
Oh, you looked at the pictures?
Yeah, it was on IGN, so of course I had to click on it. And I don't think it's a video. They don't have a final picture. I'm not going to watch the video now, but from the pictures that they show... The cover of the video look pretty fucking gnarly, and why would somebody want to do that to
themselves? He's trying to make himself look like Red Skull.
Like Red Skull.
So he's got implants, he had part of his nose removed, and he's having tattoos to make his skin red.
Yeah, which you can kind of see in the first little picture. Maybe he's just trying to get a role,
bro.
I don't think that's how you get a role.
Yeah, man.
That's how you, like...
That's method acting, that's what...
No, that's meth acting.
That's Bobby De Niro style.
Bobby De Niro has never... surgically removed his part of his nose for a movie role.
Yeah, he did. Raging now, Bull.
I will say he had his nose surgically altered after a movie, because isn't that the one he broke his nose?
Pretty
filming?
Sure, yeah.
It's
so facto, same shit.
Yeah, but yeah, he looks awful. If you get
maybe
a chance,
it's Robert De Niro that's doing it.
It's not.
He wants a piece of.
I want to be relevant again,
and not in an Adam Sandler movie.
That was Pacino.
Same difference.
Yeah, it is.
But if you get a chance, go to look at the pictures of this fucking idiot who is transforming himself into Red Skull. A, looks nothing like Red Skull, other than the fact that part of his nose is missing and some of his face is red. But he's having implants put in.
Like Michael Jackson with a sunburn.
Michael Jackson looked healthier and more human than this fucking guy does. He literally looks like a fire victim that someone put out with plastic pieces that got stuck in his face. Because he has implants, like things put on and like that are raising. Like I thought maybe like when I first read the description before I looked at the picture, I thought he was just having like because you know, like obviously Red Skull has like more defined bone structure because all the muscle's gone for the most part, right?
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, okay, you're going to have that. So it looks like the bone is pushing out. No, it's like rings and fucking like dermal shit. I was like, why do you look like someone hit you with a hot frying pan and then put nails in the skin? What's wrong with you?
Anyway.
No one knows.
Go look up that fuckhead.
The Crypt Keeper looks better than this fucking guy does. He's a little tiny fucker.
I think they'll bring that show back anytime soon. They should bring that show back.
Actually, speaking of which, they're doing something with Joe Hill on CW that I just read about, too.
They're doing another Supernatural type show?
Kind of. It's a horror show, though. Talk amongst yourselves. Let me look it up real quick.
Nah.
Yeah, no, this is just going to be like a bunch of silence. No, John Wick 2 is got to
go. I already threw out my tickets.
You could do that?
No. Did you see the trailer for Knock Knock, his new movie from Eli Roth?
No, I haven't even heard of it.
Tales from the Dark Side. That's the Joe Hill one for CW.
Is it like Tales from the Crypt?
Sort of.
Is the Crypt Keeper going to be there?
From
the
Dark Side. No.
Don't want to see it. Fuck it.
Fuck it. It's an old TV show.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
right.
They're bringing it back.
Yeah, I was like, I could remember it from somewhere. The original show was not that good.
Oh God, no! None of those shows were back in the day. Yeah,
those were because
it was like kind of, it was like low budget Twilight Zone,
right?
But more
like
horror.
Twilight Zone was good. Tales from the Crypt was good for the most part, for what I've seen, for what I saw. I was never a huge watcher of them, but yeah, I remember because Sci-Fi will play marathons of them every once in a while. Tales from the Dark Side, or it was an awful black and white show. I don't know why they're remaking it.
Because horror TV shows like are getting really popular.
Tales from the Crypt should come back.
Well, let's send it out to HBO.
Well, they'll do like every week. They only do like 13 episodes, whatever. I don't care.
Every week?
No.
Oh, I was like, that's a lot of fucking episodes.
But they just have like guest stars come in. They film one episode.
Ted Danson.
He could play the Crypt Keeper.
He was in. He was in an episode of Tales from the Crypt.
Was it? I don't remember a lot about it.
You should watch them. I have the first three seasons on DVD somewhere in this house.
Of course you do.
Somewhere in this house.
But isn't it... That'd be a cool idea, right? Like, to have basically a... And it's kind of Twilight Zone-y, right?
You want
like,
a Twilight Zone-y where it's just every episode's its own little thing.
Whole little story. You can bring in different actors.
That's what Tales from the Dark Side is. It's an anthology.
Oh, so they're...
It's every episode's a different story that lasts for an hour.
All right. I guess I can get on board with that.
Yeah. It was made in the 80s. Like,
because that ideal sounds cool. $12. You can just have different people come in, and you can get like cool fucking actors and actresses to be in it.
There are quite a few movies that spawned off of the Tales from the Crypt as well. You had...
Well, they're movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bordello of Blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the one with the...
Demon Knight.
The other one was the Hood one, though.
Tales from the Hood?
Was it Tales? No.
No, there was one that was, like, super gangster. That was one of them, too. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Doe of Blood was the Dennis Leary one, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Anytime you get Dennis Leary to star in a vampire movie, that's a win. You should do it.
Yeah. What he used to do.
He also used to do Monday Night Football. Doesn't mean he should have.
That, sir, yeah. Very good point. Very valid, sir.
There's quite a few people that should have done Monday Night Football. The other Dennis comes to
like
mind.
Like the Raiders?
Yeah, there's that. Was it Dennis Miller?
Oh, I meant Dennis Miller. I said Dennis Leary. I totally meant Dennis Miller.
Yeah, Dennis Miller. Oh, did you say Leary?
I did say Leary.
Way to
say Leary.
Fuck it up, Mike.
You didn't fucking catch it. Fuck you.
Yeah, Dennis Miller was... Yeah,
Dennis Miller was the one.
Was awful.
Oh, did the vampire
still
movie.
Awful, by the way.
We were, like Ed Harris.
When we were trying earlier to watch Sirens, the reason I wanted to watch it, the reason I watch it in general is I've seen commercials for it, and they were like, you know, slightly funny when I was watching Psych and stuff, but I never watched the first season. What caught me is someone was talking about how Dennis Leary has a tentative contract to produce a movies for Netflix. But then it said because of his production or producing credits, and he produces Sirens.
Yeah, he is a producer on it. And he's got writers from Rescue Me are on it, too.
It's fucking hilarious.
Hmm. Maybe I'll have to give it a try. Sandler signed a 4-movie deal with Netflix too,
which terrifies me because
it terrifies me when I'm gonna watch them.
Of course you are. But just watch the pilot for Sirens. You'll want to watch the whole series. It's fucking hilarious.
I don't believe you, but I'll try it.
All right, fine. Fuck you. Tales from the Crypt. There was a movie called Tales from the Crypt. Just Tales from the Crypt. Was pretty fun. A poster. Trying to find if there's other ones.
Well, there's Bordello, like Bordello Blood, Demon Knight.
Which one's Demon Knight? Who's in Demon Knight?
Yep.
All right.
It was such a long time ago since I've seen that movie.
Yeah.
And it was on. It was another one of those on TV. Like I probably have never even seen any of them, the full movies of them, because I don't really care to.
Yeah.
Like I would never went
go watch Bordello of Blood.
Would never go out and rent it, but it was on TV, and it's like, oh, it's still
Billy Zane.
That's right. That's why I didn't like it.
And William Sadler.
Adam Sandler?
No, not
close. Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler?
Yep, Adam Sandler.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Let's wrap it up. There's nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, no. There is. There's plenty to talk about.
There's nothing else.
There's plenty to talk
nothing
about.
At all.
Bordello Blood. Yeah, I remember that movie. The movie was ridiculous.
Wasn't one of the Coreys in that one too, right?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
The one that's alive, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. Either one can really go. It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, that comes naturally for this week. We are...
Joe?
Mike?
Are we done?
Yeah, sure. I don't know what else we're going to talk about. Right. Did you have something else?
No.
All right, man.
Then you're Cody.
Go fuck yourselves.
You're supposed to say you're Cody.
Cody.
I missed that part?
Yeah. That's Cody.
Yeah.
And he says, go fuck yourselves. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
See you next week.
I missed it.
We're just going to keep saying bye until you hit the stop button on it.
Bye.
Still extra bonus. And now.